The first building of a multi-million dollar overhaul in East Nashville's Casey Homes will open in July. A ceremonial ribbon cutting was held today. It's the city's first new public housing in almost two decades, but it doesn't quite represent the social integration envisioned by the larger redevelopment. WPLN's Julieta Martinelli reports.
The four-story apartment building has 70 one-bedroom units that will house senior, disabled, and single residents. All of them will get subsidies to pay their rent. Audrey Bone lived in a larger unit when her children lived with her, but she says it's worth giving up the space.
I just found out yesterday. To actually move in something that's new and I can start from, you know, the ground up like that, I've been living here for 17 years. This is really nice.
Most of the funding for the new building came from the federal government, though the city also invested $2 million. James Casey is Nashville's largest subsidized housing community. The Envision Casey plan calls for replacement of all the units that exist now, plus another 1,200 apartments, some discounted and some at market rate. But that mixed income concept won't apply to the first building. Though its opening kicked off the $600 million project, it'll roughly be another 2 years before an integrated building is planned to open. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Julieta Martinelli.
The new apartment building at Casey Homes is named Barrett Manor in honor of the late Nashville civil rights attorney and activist George Barrett, who grew up in public housing.